We are sometimes fast and sometimes furious at Spencer's Neighborhood on 106.5 The Arch. Have you ever found yourself in a race with other people? It happens to me all the time, but it happened to Brando at the gas pump.
I'll tell you how it started. At Costco, there's always like this big line of people waiting to get gas. And as I would watch people ahead of me, there'd be like that one guy that just takes way too long. And it would bug me. And so I would always say, like, when I get up there, I'm going to go fast so nobody has to wait.
Yeah.
And then it turned into I started paying attention to the other person in front of me or behind me getting gas. And then it was a race to, like, all right, I'm going to get gas faster than that person so I can get out of here even quicker. And now I do it every single time.
Has anyone ever said, like, wow, sir, thank you for pumping your gas so quickly?
Like, I'm in a race with someone every time that has no idea that they're in a race with me.
That's funny.
I'm always in a race with myself when I'm at the gas pump. I treat it like NASCAR.
Yeah.
I'm like, if I can get this done, wash my windshield, and do all that kind of stuff,
yeah,
then
I'm doing all right. You try to do all that before the
pump
clicks.
You try to beat the clock.
Yep. Boom!
Right. That happens all the time. Where I race people, and I know people are going to think this sounds dangerous right off the bat, but on the highway, when you're driving down the road, right, you'll get that one person who likes to weave in and out of traffic and all that kind of stuff.
That's you.
You wait till the last second,
and then you merge across all
like
the
lanes.
1 second before you have to exit.
The zipper merge is what you're supposed to do. So anyway, when I'm driving, and I see that one person bouncing back and forth in all the lines, I always think, I know I'm going to get to the destination before that guy. And then when you find out that they finally got in that one lane, you look ahead and you're like, oh, that's the one that's bunching up. And then you just drive by. You kind of give that look like, hey, see you later.
You chose unwisely.
Eat my dust. I just realized, you know, I was going to talk about the grocery store, but the place where I actually let people know I'm racing is in the public restroom, because for women, if we're going to a sporting event, a theater event, there's always a long line. You guys never have a line.
Oh, we get lines.
Sometimes.
Not really.
Not like what you
get. It doesn't take as long as yours.
Yeah, and so I'll turn to them and go, don't worry, I'll be really fast. And then, like, when I go really fast, and then I come out, and they praise me.
That's true.
So like a Formula One racer.
where you see this more than ever is at Scott Trade. Like, if you go to a Blues game, there's two entrances where you can go into the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So when you go in and you know you're standing at that corner because it's symmetrical, you look over at the other corner and you see somebody who's at the same exact spot you are. And then when you go to wash your hands, you look and you go, green shirt.
It's going down.
I got past you.
Kick your butt today, buddy.
Are we just so lame?
I think we just have not much going on in our lives.
This is what Brian does in his car when it comes to racing. What do you race?
I race my GPF.
It's an automated arrival.
It's not a challenge.
That's right. It used to be with the old GPS, like, you know, the Garmins and stuff, they'd be wildly wrong at times. So it would tell you in like 45 minutes, you're like, man, I could do better than that. And you can get there like 35. It's tougher, though, with the Google. It's pretty close.
I use Waze and it updates, so you can't actually beat it.
Right. Turn that off.
Yeah.
The only thing that's fun about racing your GPS is when you set your GPS on a route that you go all the time, and then you know a shortcut. And you have been convinced your entire life that this is a shortcut.
Yeah.
You set it, and then all of a sudden you're like,
It's not a shortcut.
Oh no. You see the time like get further and further
like,
away.
Wow, this was a bad idea.
Thank you, Brian. Have an awesome morning.
And may you get to wherever you're going quicker than your GPS says that you will.